¿Buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's? ¡Estás justo a tiempo! Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11-19, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome to the sixth episode of Life's a Draft, the podcast where we draft anything and everything. Each episode, we'll be drafting a team consisting of five picks for a previously determined category. Visit our website to vote for the best drafted team. The website will be given at the end of the episode. The voting ranks will determine the drafting order for the next episode. After the draft, we'll pick our worst choice within the category, play a game called The Eliminator, and have some trivia questions. Before we get to this week's draft, let me introduce the fellas here with me tonight. Ant marching out of his time machine from 1997, recently getting back from a Dave Matthews Band concert, is J-Cat.
One sweet world, everybody. One sweet world.
Still wiping his tears of joy from the return of CM Punk to pro wrestling, Catman is here.
It's unbelievable.
Emotional ring for
wrestling. It's why pro wrestling is magical. Was CM Punk returning to AEW the other night. It was amazing.
Who knows who CM Punk is? By a raise of hands.
You don't know who CM Punk is? Boy.
Best in the world.
Best in the world.
Moving on. Straight edge superstar. Wrestling.
Wallowing in the inevitable pitfalls of his beloved Detroit Lions, and because he missed all of the hurricane surf swells this weekend, is Dilts.
You didn't get to go surfing?
No.
Why not?
Kids. couldn't get away.
You take them with you and sink or swim, buddy.
They have a reason he's trying to get off early.
We did go to the beach Sunday, and I, you know, packed everything. I mean everything. So I'm doing like three trips from the car to the beach, and I finally get everything set up, including the tent. And then all of a sudden, the storm comes. So I gotta unpack everything and run back to the car, and I just made it in time before like the downpour. Like, it was crazy.
The weather app is a great thing if you've never heard of it.
Well, it looked like it cleared up, and yeah,
great. Sounds like a good time, Dilts.
Speaking of good time, enjoying the end of his summer and doing some back to school shopping, Murdo is here.
What about them snacks?
Coming fresh off of drafting a future league Shine fantasy football team in its 18th season is Shine. And we know where his time, his research time has been dedicated to this week.
Not only the commissioner, but also a future champion.
Future champion?
Yes, I've never won yet. Did you have to point that out, Bobby?
Oh, I would have. I would have pointed out if he did.
I've already told him to delete you out of any comment you make afterwards, including this one. Thanks, Eric.
Well, we'll talk about that in week 10, the hater episode, for sure.
Shine's number one pick is Dilts.
I think Bobby's going to need his whole own episode for that one. Hey, Bobby Croce hates.
Slim Bob C.
And of course, I am back. Having sat through 2 days of professional development, so far, I am mentally exhausted, but I am ready to draft a winner this week. Or we're going to start with the results from last week's episode. The madness in the comments is just madness. People have essentially no reason for who or what they voted for. It's like the team name. The team name has some letters that are in my name, so I'll vote for that. Or some people are like, remember that show? I do. Vote. Like, it's mind-boggling. So, with that being said, coming in sixth place, with 10.3% of the votes. His one comment, I think he only had two, but one of the comments was, pour one out for the GOAT, Alex Trebek, who, if still alive, would have definitely died from carrying potpourri for $100. And raise one up for the Blue Barracudas. So that was a vote for Dilts. So Dilts, you were in sixth place with 10.3% of the vote.
He's officially the worst player in Life's a Draft podcast history.
I personally would have voted for his team over yours, Shine. So the reality TV shows were too much for me. Coming in fifth place with 12.1% of the vote, which is, I think, just one more vote than Tilt, was comments included. It was a close one between potpourri, spinny wheel, and cleanup. In the end, Carmen Sandiego, with her awesome red coat and hat, plus the catchy theme song, edged out Olmec from the Hidden Temple and the Guts Crag. And just commented today, the only thing better than watching Remote Control on MTV was playing Remote Control on the original NES. It's in my basement. It's my rules. It's my game show. 12.1% of the vote. I am in fifth place. I cannot believe I lost to some of these other teams. I'm just blown away. Jeopardy is enough to beat half these teams. So people are gangsters.
Jeopardy is
great.
Difficult. People would rather just watch something mindless like Pressure Luck.
I agree. And there was a tie for third and fourth place. But due to team name and his love for being in fourth place, I'm not going to do a spinny wheel. I'm just going to give him, assign him fourth place. Clean up in aisle fourth. 15.5% of the vote. Shine. You are in fourth place.
We're calling my team name Grand Slam because that's four. 4-4.
He's living off the podium. Just like to say,
you more than anybody, people have no idea why they voted for your team. You had a lot of votes, but there were very few comments. And the ones that the comments that you had were this. I love Survivor and Fear Factor, but I was very torn between this group and the Physical Challenge group. Okay. This one, Aggro Crag, nuff said. Those are two. Okay. Now, I would like to say you had two votes, one by KDB.
Finally.
And one from Katie S. What's your wife's maiden name?
Katie Shine and Katie Brittany.
She wouldn't vote twice. So
I'm curious if there was some shenanigans and some collusion to get you two extra votes, which might have tied you for Tilts for last, if that's the case.
He's got the Katie vote on lockdown.
We need to investigate.
I only had two more votes than Tilts.
I believe it was two or three, yeah. Everybody was pretty close except the two in first and second place. They were pretty well ahead.
That's living on the edge.
Now, tied for third, 15.5% of the vote, tied for third. The last vote for tonight by my dad, comment, Gong Show, best show ever made. Also, who didn't want to be on Double Dare as a kid and always wanted to be on Double Dare? Both of those were the Keller brothers. And my favorite person's name and reason why he voted, Hot Ones isn't a game show, damn it. So Rob got a vote because Hot Ones isn't a game show, and the person's name was Hot Ones isn't a game show.
The audience is now becoming a part of the show. It's amazing.
That's what we want.
Hot Ones is a game show. It has its own game show.
Yeah, we looked it up.
We did that episode too soon because I got another one I want to do. It's Ultimate Surfer.
Oh, yeah.
See, that started last night.
Me and J-Cat again.
So Birdo and J-Cat down to first and second place. With second place with 19% of the vote. Comments include, singled out. Totally forgot about that show. Although, who is Guy? I don't know who Guy is. I'm going to give you a vote. Singled out. Remember that vote. And I don't know about a lot of these shows, so I went with the team with the most shows I knew on it. Okay. And then from mysteriously Amy H, because I love Family Feud.
hey
y'all got the wife votes on lockdown.
That's the first time. Rob's voted for Shine, I think. I almost blew my mind.
Because Autumn is cool.
That's true.
And she loves shopping.
I think Maggie voted for singled out.
I think she was the one that said that. Who is Guy? Oh. You're singled out, voting for her.
For him. Yeah, that was her.
And with 27.6% of the vote, more than a quarter of the votes, he had a huge lead. Although you didn't get any of the last like 15 votes, which was surprising. But some of the comments included, no whammy, slightly edges out Potpourri on Strength of Millionaire and Price is Right. America's Got Talent target audience are people with sub 50 IQ. All five are super solid picks and true game shows, in my opinion. Isle Fourth has a good lineup, but the reality TV shows just don't earn as much credit for my top vote.
Dang.
Press Your Luck and The Price is Right are top tier. Also, Hot Ones is a game show. This person said, sums up my life at the moment. That's why she voted for your team. So I guess if I would have had a team or show called Credit Card Debt and Tired from Working Kids, then I wish she would have voted for me. Funny comment. And last but not least, tough choice, but The Price is Wrong. No whammies. The winner, Berter, taking home first place.
Silver, silver, gold. I'll just say that, in all honesty, I felt that my team was by far the strongest team. All picks were well-crafted, solid. Wild and Crazy Kids was a little bit of a dark horse. A lot of people may not know that, but you throw a win, lose, or draw in at the fifth round, rubber stamp of approval, gold, boys.
Nice job, Bobby.
It seems
good to see you're able to keep humble spirit about it, Bobo.
It seems to me, as we predicted, it was really all about the top two picks, essentially. You got votes for Price is Right and Press Your Luck. JCAT got votes for, you know, Family Feud. Actually, I think Cash Cab got you a couple votes, which is like, I think, your third. But
Street shout out.
Yeah, just some crazy, crazy things, but, you know, just the way it goes.
Cash Cab, right. Really. That was on my list. I thought for sure. I assumed that, someone else had it.
Well, now I'm questioning the pick if it was on your list.
Thanks, J-Cat.
Man. You're welcome. Anytime, buddy.
Now the anything pressure's else on.
Anything else before we move on to this week's draft? Catman?
Physical challenge. I want to take the physical challenge.
You are by growing that stash.
On these snacks.
Damon, your snacks are going to be terrible. I know your snacks are going to be terrible.
No way. You don't have to wait long.
It's true. J-Cat?
Let's get to eating.
And Dilts?
I want to submit a request for a formal investigation into Shine's last two votes there. If that could be done, because I think that's something that needs to be looked into.
I'll see what I can do. I kind of agree. That's why I brought it up.
Dilts, if you start drafting things that people actually know, you might get more votes.
All right. Well, this week's draft is the best snacks. Are you a salty or sweet guy? This should include a name brand, preferably store-bought, chip, pretzel, cookie, cake, etc. This does not include candy or homemade goods. Now, the winner of this week's draft not only will be first next week, but will also be given a batch of Shine's Wife Katie's delicious all-edge brownies. So there's a lot on the line tonight, and the stakes are high. Boys.
Whoa. They are not just delicious. Katie Blanchine's brownies are the greatest brownies to ever grace the presence of an oven on planet Earth. So if you've not had them, then you are missing out, because I don't know what she does, but they are the best brownies ever.
So without further ado, Birdo, you are up with the first pick in the snacks draft.
Well, I anticipated having the first pick, which is a lot of pressure. It's scary, but I'm going to go with a snack that you cannot pass up, no matter where you are, at what party, in what bowl, in what bag, because it's my chip. It is nacho cheese Doritos.
That is also my favorite Dorito.
Which were at your house today, and I definitely ate half the bag, and you did not know.
There wasn't even half a bag left. Nacho cheese Doritos. J-Cat, second pick.
All right. Let's see how we want to go here. Big Bopper is off the board. This is another heavy hitter going in an opposite direction. The single greatest sandwich cookie ever made. Double stuffed Oreos.
No. Oh, you forgot about that mega stuffed.
That's too much stuff, man.
There's never too much stuff.
Definitely
not too much stuff. The ratio of cream has to be about 80% to 20% cookie.
The first variant's off the board, huh?
That's yeah. Awesome.
Not a straight up Oreo. Double stuff Oreo?
Yeah. Catman, third pick.
I feel like everyone here knows where I'm going. It's the greatest snack of all time. It's cheesy. It's salty. They're aerodynamically made, so you can like grab a handful of them and throw them in your mouth. Cheez-Its.
You throw a handful of those in your mouth. It's like swallowing razor blades.
Crazy the hype.
Crusty brands here. Yeah, razor blades in every box. You're lucky that's not my worst pick because they're pretty close. You like the little salt granules on them?
Oh, so great. Yeah,
they're salt
accentuates the cheese, man. It's like real good salt, too. It's not tiny salt, but crystals.
Yeah.
Himalayan salt.
Oh, pink sea salt from Himalaya.
Shine, fourth pick.
All right. I'm going to go with my go-to, Little Debbie's Nutty Bars.
Ah, the Nutty Bars.
I believe they're called Nutty, first round Nutty Buddy. Yeah, they are delicious.
Let's use the proper name if it's their first round land, Josh.
Nutty Buddies.
I've seen them both, Nutty Buddy and Nutty Bars.
Yeah, the Little Debbie's are Nutty Buddy.
Yeah, but the Lance ones are Nutty Bars.
Yeah.
Lance,
not the real one.
Big Debbie's.
Peanut butter crackers? I just thought of those. Definitely not picking them, but.
Lance crackers are on your list, boy?
No. Nick All right, cheese? Fifth pick. No doubt in my mind. The greatest tasty cake ever made. Well, it's debatable, but to me, cream-filled butterscotch crimpets. They're just, if you don't have cream filled in them, I don't really want them. I'll eat them, but the cream filled, put the sugar over the top, give me all the buttercream. Cream filled crimpets.
They're hard to find.
They're in your cabinet.
That didn't say I can't find them. Other people can't find them because I might buy them all.
Dilts, last pick of the first round.
I'm going to go with something a little cheesy as well. Give me Cheetos.
What? Mini type? Clubs?
Hmm?
Like the mini clubs, like little caveman clubs, like those Cheetos?
Sure.
Cheetos
right.
Okay. Like not like Cheetos opposed. Cheese puffs or cheese curls, right? You're looking
at yeah,
like
yeah.
the little yeah. like. Okay. Yeah.
Chester.
Cheetos
they crunchies. They're just called Cheetos. I put mini clubs because I had it on my board, but just Cheetos, right?
Cheetos. Yeah.
All right.
Mini clubs.
I know how to describe them. Like little. Like...
There's no other type of. There's no other brand or type of Cheeto.
There isn't.
There's so many types of.
Cheetos. There's so like. Many types there's of like flaming hot. Yeah, and there's
no. Like
no Cheetos makes
shapes.
Like
describe yeah the shape not, the shape of it not the
no there's paws there's all kinds
yeah, they
of
make yeah, there's X's and O's.
Right.
No, is no, there no. really?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
So, Dilts, you also have the first pick in the second round.
All right. This one's one week. Of my personal favorites. give me the Fritos Twist Honey Barbecue.
Oh, solid.
They're so good.
Nah.
Banging.
Disagree.
They're so good. No, they're so good.
Talk about eating razor blades. That's like eating screws.
It's worth it, though. It's so worth it.
It's like eating dry macaroni, dry pasta.
Wow.
That's true, but they're so good.
They are so good. I have those on my list. All right. I'm going another sweet versus salty because I'm hoping this salty will be here when I get back. It's a throwback. But I know I'm going to take this off someone's board. Give me peanut butter candy cakes. By Tasty Cake.
Oh, man.
You know, I know Bobby is picking it. The goods. You need some milk or something to, you know, to wet that whistle after you chew on that chocolate and peanut butter.
Put them in the refrigerator. Oh, it's so good.
I like them more melted. Like, I don't like the hard crunch like that.
Oh.
Can I tell a very short story about this and one JCAT? We've been eating peanut butter tasty cakes for the majority of our lives. And somehow in about 2005, JCAT called them enrobed cakes. And I had no idea what that meant. And lo and behold, we went to the cupboard and pulled out a box and they were called enrobed cakes. So that's a little trivia for you. He knew his snacks.
Nine, second pick.
I'm sticking with Little Debbie. And this time I'm going with the oatmeal cream pie.
Oh boy.
Wow.
That's so oatmeal.
Transformers. It's all one of my list. It is all on my list that we will talk about later in the podcast.
It's not good. That bad. I like them. Sean, there's a cereal of them. You know that? They're just called oatmeal cream pies.
No way.
Just like, yeah, I haven't had it, but I don't want a heart attack either.
I was like, if you find it, you need to tell me.
Oh, they're in Walmart for sure.
Like every day?
Yeah.
I'm going there tomorrow. Anybody need anything from Walmart?
Definitely not oatmeal cream pies.
Batman.
So much to pick from.
Like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory for snacks.
I know. Strawberries. All right, I'm going peanut butter filled pretzels.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in a little like
they're around
in the container.
I mean, I guess they're kind of general.
That's okay.
There's a bunch of different brands out.
Okay, like in the tub, like Bobby said.
Yeah, in the tub.
Yeah, I've got ones by hers right now, but you can also have Utz and a couple other places.
It's not getting them any votes, so don't worry about it.
I mean, it's got desert mouth. That's your new team name. Cheez-Its and peanut butter filled pretzels. All right, JCAT.
Sometimes you want something that makes you feel like you're doing okay. You need a little protein on the go.
I can't believe you didn't say sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't. That was coming.
No, but sometimes you just want to snap into a Slim Jim.
That's such a JCAT pick.
We like to call him Skinny James around here.
This is my research. Look.
Oh, I don't think I've ever eaten one in my life.
Oh, what? Really?
Get out of here.
I don't. I recently tried something similar because like Lydia had one, but I was like, I don't want these like cured meat like sticks. And I sweet versus salty all day, sweet over salty.
Oh, man, like haven't had a Slim Jim. All right. I've literally eaten a box of Slim Jims while watching Jaws. So between you and your brother, I don't know what to do with you right now.
I guess now I can eat my Slim Jim. I was going to bite into it when I picked it, but nice pick, JCAT.
Snooze, you lose.
Well, I underestimate.
I had to snag those oatmeal cream pies before anybody else did.
Yeah. You do not get to talk trash. You're in last place every week because you pick things that no one else even knows exist.
Like pork rinds or something.
Seaweed chips.
All right.
Did you guys see my list?
Sea salt veggie straws.
Don't hate on the veggie straws.
Nah, they are good.
Not draft worthy. I can't believe the other partner to my number of first round pick is still available, but I can't go back to back burritos. So I'm going to pick the snack that comes in barrel form. And if you've ever had them in the barrel, you cannot stop eating them until your hands are orange. I'm going with Utz cheese balls.
Is that with a Z or the S?
Yes.
Like the balls, not Utz. Serious question.
You know how like it gets caked into your teeth? like almost like the stuff they put in grout, like the grout for tile, like in between your teeth. You gotta like pick it out with a fork.
The commonalities between the picks so far. Birdo's picked two cheese, like not cheese finger teams. Catman's got two like salty, thirsty teams. Shine's got two Little Debbies. I have two tasty cakes. Dilt has like two like Cheetos, Fritos, the two rhyming things. JCAT's the only one that kind of like deviated a little mix up. So that's been a strategy so far, and it's definitely paid off. So
all right. For my third round pick. This could be one of the hardest drafts yet because it's just I'm struggling, but I'm going to pick something that you will not find in the grocery store down the aisle with all the rest of these snacks. Because you can only find this.
I know what you're picking. I guarantee I know what you're picking.
In the frozen food section, yep. I'm going Super Pretzel Boy. So good. They're better than every other pretzel. Forget hard pretzels. Forget pretzel rods. Forget pretzel wheels. Super pretzels, soft pretzels, where you have to put some water on it and sprinkle the salt on to your liking. Microwave it for 41 seconds. It's perfect.
Do you run the tap water like right over the pretzel, or do you kind of like let it drip or like dab it, like flick water at it?
The instructions tell you to like put water in your hand, like throw it at the pretzel. It's just too much work. So I just run the pretzel under the water really quick, shake it off a few times, and then sprinkle the salt. Perfect amount of salt stickage.
Go get yourself a super pretzel. J-Cat.
Sometimes you want a little salty and a little sweet. So I flip for these little chocolate covered pretzels. Let's go with flips.
Ooh, very good.
Solid.
My mom loves them.
I will fight her for like the last bag if they ever discontinue them.
They're real good. Milk chocolate, right? No white or dark.
Yeah. Riff-raff. Just good old milk chocolate. Hey, can I interest you in a chocolate covered pretzel?
Mr. Spenning. Catman, you're up.
I can't believe they're still there. I mean, once you pop, you can't stop.
Pringles. Oh, yep.
Wait. Clarify, please.
Do I have to pick a flavor?
I would, unless you buy original.
I don't like Jason. I'll go sour cream and onion.
Yeah,
it's but they're not chips. They're crisps.
Yeah. Yes. All right.
Crisps.
Yeah, crisps. Okay.
Potato crisps.
Shine. Could see a run of Pringles right now.
I'm going to stay in the chip family, but I'm going to go away from Pringles. These things you can use to many different ways. Tostitos scoops.
Mm.
Yeah.
But they need something with them, man. They don't stand alone.
Do I need to say like what I'm using them?
No. That's a whole different episode.
Your pick should speak for itself.
I think it's not fair. I have to say it's not fair. No one eats Tostitos plain. He's talking about Tostitos with salsa, right, Blanchine?
Buffalo chicken dip.
I was like, I don't know, because typically
sausage dip.
It might be to your advantage. People just know that Tostitos scoops can go with any sort of dip.
Yeah, they'll know. Right, so. I think you'll be all right.
Personally, I'm a strips guy. Those things are great.
And then crispy
scoops are where it's at.
Restaurant style. Okay.
All right. Multigrain. I'm gonna go salty. I know. I have a feeling it's down on J-Cat's draft board somewhere, but I'm gonna go with pizza flavored combos. Pretzel wrapped in cheese with the pizza.
Oh, combos.
Pizza Pringles combos were there, but I gotta go pizza combos.
Oh. Combos are ultimate travel snack. You pull into the gas station and you're like, what do you want? Take a whole bag of combos.
It's two snacks in one. When you bite it, the center falls out. So you get to eat that. Then you get to eat the crunchy part. It's like, it's amazing.
Wow. Is cheese and crackers on anyone's like bored with this red stick?
Handy snacks? Maybe. Club crackers and cheese. It's an individually wrapped package.
Goodness. Just all the time growing up. That ain't terrible. Pizza combos. Dilts. Last pick in the third round.
This we're all about to learn a snack that we've never heard of.
I know you said no home good stuff, so they do sell this in the store. Give me Rice Krispie treats.
Good pick, Dilts.
But the home ones are so much better.
There you go.
I don't even compare, but I
are.
That might put you in the fifth place, Dilts.
All right. Oh, guys, have you had the Rice Krispie treats where they mix in Fruity Pebbles with them?
No. I've seen it, but I haven't.
Somebody made them at a party I was at a while ago, and I ate half the pan.
Rob, how many of those would you eat?
They might, since they're not soaked in milk, it might be all right.
They keep their
hatred for the Flintstones grows.
You don't eat Rice Krispie treats, they'll get stuck in your mustache.
Yeah, true.
Dilts, back-to-back picks.
Let's see. This one, you put a bowl full of them in front of me. can't stop eating them.
Look at you. You put a bowl of anything in front of you, you can't stop eating.
Well, give me pistachios.
That's a good one. Now, this, I got to pause. Planners. I got to pause. A moment of respect for the only Mr. Diltz, because back when I first met Diltz and went over to his house, his parents had this, like, still to this day, the biggest bowl I've ever seen in my life, and it was constantly filled with pistachios. First pistachio I ever ate was from this bowl, and I learned to love pistachios thanks to the parents that somehow raised that thing in the window on Zoom right there.
Two problems with pistachios. They're too much work, even though they're delicious, and they're too expensive. A bowl of pistachios would cost like $90.
Yep, I was saying a giant bowl of pistachios. Just showing Dilts' money.
Even more reason why I dug into that big bowl of pistachios.
While you were there.
I couldn't get them anywhere else.
They're flaunting their wealth via pistachio.
Gosh, there's so many things I want to pick right now. And we have two picks left. These are one of my favorites. I think it's going to get me some votes, and I'm not just picking it because of that. They are one of my favorites. I would hold out for the fifth pick, but I might get snatched up. Shine, I know you won't be picking it, but I'm definitely taking Gushers.
Oh, yeah.
Fruit snacks.
Gushers are money. Fruit snacks are so generic. You either love them or hate them. I'm going, more people are going to love them than hate them. Gushers, they're just so good. And there's so many like variants now, like juice-filled gummies. And so, but Gushers where it started.
My pick. I'm going back to my Little Debbie snacks then.
Oh, here he goes.
Swiss rolls.
Nope.
There's a monster Little Debbie still out there. But...
The Little Debbie Cosmic Brownie.
And Shine, when you go to Walmart to get the oatmeal cream pie cereal, they have Cosmic Brownie cereal.
No way.
Yeah, Walmart. I'm telling you something.
I'm eating cereal all day tomorrow.
They're good, a little candy. So you left the candy bits out of the Krispy treats.
And put them you want to compare Cosmic Brownies to Katie Blanchine's brownies, it's like eating dirt and eating a slice of pizza. So why would you even eat them, Blanchine?
Yeah, that's true.
There are some times when, believe it or not, this home is too busy to be making brownies.
And then you wait.
I do wait a long time. Usually I circle like holidays. And when I see someone having a party at their house, I'm like, sweet, I know I'm getting brownies. But it's also the worst because I'm not allowed to touch those things until they get to the party.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't touch any of them before you go to the party.
Sometimes
sure there wasn't a pre-made batch just for you.
He's in the bathroom eating like six of them at a time.
We all spoke of the pan, before. So I have to at least wait until they leave the pan or else it's really obvious. But she always, puts them in some sort of design, like a little cake type thing. And if I try to sneak one, it has to come from the middle. No one ever knows.
She's an artist, for sure.
Artiste. A pint with chocolate and flour.
Catman.
I need to diversify my team a little bit here.
Diversify your
bomb. I still feel like I'm going salty. And I don't think we've had a popcorn off the board yet, right? Boom, Chicka Pop, sweet and salty kettle corn.
Nice.
It's tough. Banging.
It's good.
That is good.
I dare you to not eat half the bag.
What's kettle corn? Does that mean it's like caramel?
Is that the purple bag?
Yes.
The purple bag, yeah.
That's a good, yeah, I can't, you can't not eat the bag.
Challenge him. Challenge Chris to a game of basketball.
I was thinking of, I never had that. I can't eat. I thought you could pick something else, a different popcorn, but
it's good.
J-Cat.
Sometimes you just want something that's tried and true and a classic, classic snack. And for me, that is Grandma Utz kettle cooked chips.
Mm-hmm. Good chip. Good chip.
We'll definitely be hearing about that later. What'd you say, Grandma Utz kettle chips?
Kettle cooked chips, yeah. Come in that, like, it looks like a burlap bag.
You'll definitely be hearing about that shortly.
Oh, man.
No, those are good.
This is like cardboard.
What?
Awful.
This is wild. We are down
shards
to
of glass.
I'd rather shards of glass.
This is my final two picks, and I have so many incredible snacks left that my head is spinning with no idea what to do. Do I go salty? Do I go back to sweet? And I'm afraid if I pick this next pick, I'm going to get mocked, but I don't care. They are so good and you cannot stop eating them. It is actually impossible. Funyuns.
Oh, yes.
So good. They are so good. Oh, that's going to cost me, but I don't care.
No, I could attest to it. I ate four bags this weekend because
That's not surprising.
We went on vacation.
Snack size bags or full size bags?
Yeah, we got the variety pack, the flavor variety pack, whatever. And there's only four packs of onions, and I had all four.
They're so
onions. The spelling's terrible. Like they can't be good. I don't think I've ever eaten one.
They're a next level snack.
They are great.
Texture. Oh man, it's great.
They're basically cheese curls, but onion flavored. Like it's because they like just disintegrate in your mouth.
Is that good?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you pick sour cream and onion chips. It's that same family.
Exactly.
Funyuns are.
I think I've had less than. I know I've tried them, but I couldn't tell you what they taste like.
But I challenge
less than a handful.
Eat a Funyun before the next recording and tell me it's not delicious.
You won't want another one. I guarantee it, Rob. You won't want another one.
Rob, do it. It's a great decision.
I'll take that homework.
And your cut's coming from J-Cat, King of Snacks. All right.
True.
Man.
Hold on. I just Googled Funyuns just to double check the spelling. And someone said, how bad are Funyuns? And at the end of it, it was like, they also include monosodium glutamate, which is why you can't stop eating them, even though you hate them. I would eat a roll of pennies one by one if they were dipped in MSG. Maybe not. Oh. Birdo, last pick.
This is crazy. I have six snacks left that are just could be first round picks, but I have no sweet on my list. None.
Oatmeal cream pies was already picked.
So I'm going to go with something that
get me in fourth place.
This could cost me the win, and I know it, but I don't care. I can't figure it out right now. I'm going with Crunch and Munch.
What?
Oh, is that like
the toffee peanut popcorn stuff? Right?
Crunch and Munch.
Always love that.
Is that like Cracker Jack or something?
Yeah. No, it's better than Cracker Jack.
Yeah, but it's like it's like the B Cracker Jack.
No,
Cracker Jack makes Crunch and Munch.
No. Crunch and Munch is like Dolly's popcorn.
It has like almonds.
No, it's peanuts, caramel, and popcorn. Let's think about it, people. Popcorn, delicious. Caramel, the greatest topping there is. And peanuts.
Caramel, popcorn, Crunch and Munch. Crunch and Munch. I see it.
It's a Kmart Cracker Jack.
See, Cracker Jacks. I've had much more Crunch and Munch than Cracker Jacks.
That at least get a vote for my mom for sure.
No prize.
Yeah, but unlike last week when both of our parents voted for Rob, go name that tune.
Gong Show coming in hot.
such a off the whim. Like you watch it.
Best show ever.
Give me that pick.
I'm gonna gong you right now, son. Gong
as host.
In the middle.
I'm a gong Crunch and Munch.
Crunch and Munch is the truth. And Funyuns. Those are two questionable picks, I must say.
I'll have to find a gong sound from there. All right, J-Cat, your last pick.
I'm kind of shocked that this is still here. Because this is a snack that you'll go to the ends of the earth for. Sometimes you'll even fight zombies while looking for them. That's a good old Twinkie.
Not what I thought you were going to pick.
Me neither.
you know my fifth round pick is always.
No, that's a good pick. There's a pick out there that I'm not going to pick because I don't love them, but it would definitely get people votes. And I'll say Catman.
I say we go for six rounds. This might be a six round draft. I'm just throwing it out there.
I still have like too hard for the audience.
I still have like 10 things left on my list here, but they're all salt. I have like no sweet whatsoever.
Just keep it.
Yeah, I'm going
team name Salt Master.
I'm good. Salt Bay.
Salt Ocean Master.
So we can't pick things on like with accessories, right? Like, because like chips and salsa, you can't.
Like, I mean, you can't pick Tostitos scoops, but I guess if you had another similar chip, maybe.
Just tell us what you're thinking.
Like Fritos scoops, I would say no.
I'll just go. All right. I'll hot route, hot route. Munchies mix.
Wait, what's that?
Munchies mix. It's Doritos, it? Cheetos, sun chips, and pretzels all together. It's impossible to not eat an entire bag.
Nope. I disagree. That is like putting a bunch of stuff together and they all mix. You get the Cheetos dust on the pretzels. It ruins the pretzel. Nah. Terrible pair.
No, it makes it
what
better.
What is it called? What's in it? Doritos, mix. Pretzel. I know what it's called. I meant. What's
Doritos, it Cheetos, sun chips, and pretzels.
But they're not real Doritos. They're fake Doritos.
No.
No, they're little tiny Doritos.
Yeah.
It literally has the logo on the package.
Yeah, it has it. Yeah.
It's chaos. Doritos, it's chaos Cheetos. In a bag, okay?
It's a solid pick. He basically picked each of our picks in one pick. He's got one of Dilts. He's got one of Sean.
So if you're at a party at the end of the night and there's little crumbs in each one of the five bowls and you put them all together, would you eat them? No. It's the scraps. It's the scraps. It's the scrapple of snack. Well, scrapple's good. Never mind.
Rob never eats the nubs and the scraps. So yeah, I'm surprised he picked that. Now you say that.
The crunch of munch hatred's bleeding over.
For the audience out there, when Rob drinks a 20-ounce soda, he never drinks the last sip. There's always a half ounce to 1 ounce left, and he just leaves it and leaves it on your counter or sometimes throws it away, but he usually just leaves it on your counter. I guess he's trying to
share. That's Joker origin stuff right there.
The nub.
And he never eats the last bite of a sub either.
There's not enough bread.
Too much bread. The bread to meat ratio is off the charts.
Dear Michael Caine, some people just want to watch the world burn.
Why do we not eat the last inch?
Shine. Last pick.
Many beers.
I came here totally prepared to pick a peppered beef jerky. It's so good. You know it.
It's a snack, but it's so on brand for you.
I'm just laughing at Rob's face the whole time when he's peppered beef jerky.
But I'm detouring because I haven't seen anyone not be able to eat white cheddar cheese popcorn.
Ooh,
smart move. Yeah. I agree. I thought that's what JCat was taking. All right, I'm going to mention this. I know he's not going to pick it. I just want to throw it out there because it's that good, but no one's going to know about it. But Archer's Farms from Target makes this monster trail mix. It's peanuts, M&Ms, raisins, chocolate chips, and chocolate peanut butter cups, like little mini Reese's in one like trail mix. It's unbelievable. It's called
Isn't the Monster it PB Monster? Mix. Yeah, Peanut Butter Monster.
Maybe it's Peanut Butter Monster. I thought it was just Monster, but it's so good. It's not going to be, there's no name recognition. So I'm going to go, there's two juggernauts. So I'm going to go with Hers Old Bay chips because everyone loves Old Bay.
They're better than Utz crab chips by far.
Yeah. Hers Old Bay chips, the silver bag, straight up Old Bay. Dilt, last pick.
Dilt is the nub.
No one eats it. No one picks it.
Well, might as well go with
I came
that
up with your team go. Name there, Dilt's Team Nub.
Going with the
Cape
party
Cod,
staple.
Cape Cod chips.
Going with the party staple. Chex Mix.
Ooh.
And he does it again.
Mm-hmm.
Salty.
My kids could eat Chex Mix breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Melba toast. The brown things.
It's
that's
the,
all
it's
I
the
say.
Regular brand?
Yes. The brown things? Yes. And the little like fake little like Italian bread looking things are terrible.
They're bagel. Bagel.
You're not
chips,
even going right? Bold and spicy.
Here's my hot take.
The black
Gardetto's is way better than Chex Mix.
Okay. Let me throw this out to you guys. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things left that I would have drafted thinking that you all would have picked them. Like that's how many more, actually 6 good snacks I have left. How is this possible?
All right. Since you were first pick, give me one or just give me a couple real quick.
Can I,
give Utz, me them all. I don't care.
Utz Carolina barbecue chips are unbelievable.
Solid.
Banging.
Bugles.
Yes.
Nah.
Sun Chips Harvest Cheddar.
Yes.
Yes.
I had this today.
Dude, I had it on my draft board.
Fruit mm-hmm. roll-ups that you crumple up and just yep. into the ball.
Or fruit by the foot, yeah.
yeah, both was, of them.
This was the one I wanted to pick, but I thought these. I thought I'd have to pick it because all those would have been picked. Andy Capp's Hot Fries. I eat them once every 10 years, and every time they're good. They're just good.
1998 was like the last time I had some hot fries. Yeah.
but you liked it.
And you definitely got them from Milton Quick Stop.
Yeah.
Man, there's so much more. Animal crackers? Like, what?
Stouffer's iced animal cookies? Oh, my. That was I was going to be my last pick. I went with Old Bay over those, but. Oh.
Pirate's Booty?
Yes. Pirate Booty. I almost I had that on my.
All right, sorry. I just wiped out some honorable mentions. So go ahead. I'll shut up.
J-Cat, what do you got?
Okay, hold on. You said everything, and it kind of got my head spinning.
made you hungry?
I thought about going with zebra cakes.
Ugh. Yeah, I think they're overrated.
Now, and the zebra them. Cakes, I'm pretty sure are. I don't know how many of you guys know him. Keith White's go-to snack. And
you could have got a vote with that pick, Shine.
Yeah,
you went ahead and picked oatmeal cream pies.
Hold Jacob, my bad. I forgot. We did not. No one picked Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yeah,
yeah.
People are gonna rip us. I guarantee it's in the comments. Where's the Cool Ranch? I agree.
I almost did, but I was like, it's like picking Star Wars after somebody picked Empire Strikes Back.
You're right.
Yep.
Yeah, Cool Ranch is gonna get people. Would get you instant 5 votes. I guarantee it. I'm glad nobody has it. It's more levels the playing field because they're not that good. Clearly, what? 30 of us, 30 picks. None of us picked it.
Yeah, I don't like them.
It was my number one Dorito option, though.
We do.
You
could have
picked it though.
I know, but still, like Dilt said it perfectly. Like I was just like, okay, well, killed that for me.
Yeah. Anything else, Jake?
Oh, the other one that I was thinking about taking is just absolutely excellent, but it's a more high class snack. The Milano cookies from Pepperidge Farm.
Oh, yeah.
I never ate Pepperidge Farm cookies.
Pepperidge Farm, remember?
I feel so dainty when I eat those cookies.
Nine or Catman, what do you got?
Well, once we took off like add-ons, it kind of eliminated some things, but I had Wheat Thins like a cracker, which I can eat them by themselves, but like, if you have like a good port wine cheese
mm-hmm,
with a Wheat Thin, it's banging.
Yeah.
Aerosol cheese and a Wheat Thin.
Also, hold on. So, for Ritz, right? I like Ritz crackers too. Like if you put same thing, a good cheese on a Ritz cracker is slamming. And then peanut butter as well on a Ritz. Bang.
Crumb.
Peanut butter Ritz, the little mini peanut butter Ritz is pretty good.
Yeah. And Shine? That's flip sides, which is kind of the same thing. But
Shine, what do you got?
Please.
So, doing a little shout out for my three. Gabe, Max, and Laney. Max, the Go-Go Squeeze applesauce pouches.
All right.
Have you guys ever had one, though?
Yeah, they're good. Applesauce in a pouch.
Like, the first time I tried it, I didn't expect it to be good. I was like, this is going to be gross. And I was like, oh, gosh.
That's what flavor? Apple?
Max is just the apple. If it apple, has any apple. Kind of if you have any other kind of flavor, he's like, yeah, he's like an apple snob. Gabe with his Entenmann's mini muffins, gotta be chocolate chip. The chocolate chip mini muffins.
They're so moist. They're always so moist in that so package.
Good. They're so good. And then the last store thing ball, would be the chocolate covered granola bar.
Yeah, I had the peanut butter chocolate chip granola bar, but granola bars are pretty good, especially the chocolate. Solid.
That's lame.
I don't see J-Cat. Is he doing what we think he's doing?
Is he filling the cup back up?
This is episode 5 if you don't know what we're talking about.
The end of episode 5, the very end.
So I had Tasty Cake also makes a buttercream iced cupcake, the white with the brown strip in the middle. Cream in the middle, it's unbelievable. Mint fudge covered Oreos are unbelievable. You bite and it's like soft, they're like not the two sandwich. You don't get the two sandwich cookies, you get like a fudge covered cookie. Unbelievable. Hers honey barbecue chips, they're at Walmart for $2 a bag. So Dilts picked the honey barbecue twists, which are great, but this honey barbecue chips are like my new favorite chip.
Walmart, you shop at
pecan spin wheels. Great. Little Debbie's pumpkin spice rolls. They're only out limited. If just look for them in a store. If you like pumpkin flavored things, you won't go wrong. And
we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that in episode 10 too.
Harvest Sun Chips and Dunkaroos. Didn't want to pick them. Yeah. Dunkaroos are solid. You don't just eat, you
Dunkaroos.
What'd you have?
I haven't had these in forever. And I don't even know if I like them that much, but I was thinking like pizza rolls or Hot Pockets, Teddy Grahams.
Teddy Grahams solid.
I think that was about it. I was going to do a Billy Madison snack pack.
True. I ate this for a while. Pack your lunch for work.
I ate a snack pack today. My son I had to pay him $1, offer him $1 and take a bite. And he was like, vanilla? Gagged. Yeah, vanilla.
We have some in the fridge that I figured were for the kids, but if they don't eat them soon, they're gone.
And like you have four of them for like $1.
I know.
Like
they're a quarter. Yeah.
It's great.
Teddy Grahams at Walmart
for a quarter.
The Teddy Grahams at Walmart don't come in the big bag in the cinnamon flavor. It's only honey, and it makes me so mad.
First of all, Teddy Grahams come in boxes. What are you talking about bags?
No, in Walmart, they come in like a double sized bag.
Yep.
They come in a double sized bag.
It's a for some reason, dispute.
It's only ever honey. And I want a cinnamon one. And I said something to Autumn like 2 weeks ago in the grocery store. She was like, I'm sorry, honey. And I was just like, I want a bag of cinnamon Teddy Grahams.
Oh, two boxes. Put them in a big bag. It's a big bowl.
Teddy Grahams and ice cream. Banging.
All right. We wrapped up our honorable mentions. Let's get to the worst snack. We'll go backwards. Dill, what is the worst snack?
I hate walnuts.
You love pistachios. Wait, are walnuts the ones that are like on the nut tray at Christmas, the big brown ones? Those are terrible.
And I got a hot take for you. Walnuts are horrible. And when people put like walnuts and brownies and cookies, it just instantly ruins it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nuts do not belong on desserts or sweet treats. Get out of here.
I agree. Walnuts. All right. Snack. My worst snack, I was going to pick snowballs because they're pretty terrible. Wow. But we talked about it earlier. Plain kettle cooked chips are like eating crunchy cardboard. They're terrible. They're like folded over. So they're like thicker than like you would like a thin chip. It just takes a lot of effort to eat it. You're like a rat chewing on it. Kettle chips are terrible. They're terrible.
I disagree.
Kettle chips.
You should go hang out with Stephen A. Smith.
he's the worst. He's the absolute worst. Shine, what's the worst snack?
You can't pick oatmeal cream pies again because that's already on your list.
And that's going to be getting me first place. Definitely the, I don't even know what they're called because they don't deserve a name. Like the Air Crisp things. I honestly do not know.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
Popcorn crisp.
It's not popcorn. Called Air Crisps.
Air Crisps?
Did I have it right?
Pop chips. They're just called Air Crisps. There's a potato flavor.
There's all kinds of flavors. And they're
crisp. Potatoes are. Kevin, it looks like a Cheez-It, but it's like 3D because it's like puffed up. Like there's like air in the like puff.
Oh, okay.
But they're
like the snaps.
They're like snaps. The size of an Uncrustable. Which I
what? What?
What?
Come on, you don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm looking at it right now online. There's not the size of an Uncrustable. Uncrustables
are.
Like
they definitely
4
are.
Inches.
He's talking about pierogies.
Have you had a potato filled Air Crisp? That's a pierogi, Shine.
All right. Catman's worst snack.
Catman, what's your worst snack?
Recently discovered. A couple weeks ago, I was kind of in a rush and I needed something. So I was in Walmart. So I was like, oh, I'll go grab a bag of Goldfish because it's small, easy to eat while you're driving. And is it anyone familiar with Original Goldfish?
Ooh, the not cheddar ones.
The dust?
They're not cheddar.
No, they're just original. So I looked for a second and it's false advertising on the back.
Yeah.
That's a cheddar Goldfish.
They're like oyster crackers.
I was like, yeah, I was like in a rush. I was like, oh, why is this all that's left? So I grabbed it real quick, got out in the car, started my car, started driving, had them open. And then I like put them in my mouth and they were like saltine flavored goldfish.
They're oyster crackers, like, basically.
What's the point? Yeah, they're basically oyster crackers. And I was so mad. I almost like thought about emailing Pepperidge Farm.
Hey,
a cheddar goldfish. That's a cheddar goldfish on the original package. I was furious.
With sunglasses, but they're not on his eye. They're not over his eyes. They're like up in his head.
Oh, the worst. Why would anyone want that?
You've been bamboozled.
I was bamboozled.
J-Cat, the worst snack.
Fig Newtons.
Oh my god. Maybe likes Fig Newtons. They're bad. They're
If I showed you guys four pictures of things, and one was a pile of dung, one was a fig, one was a brown shoe, and the other was a brown walnut. Could you tell me what the fig is? Like, has anyone ever actually seen a fig?
Your team name, no figs.
Yeah.
I don't want no figs. No fig is a...
That's great.
And the cake. It's not fruit and cake. It's fruit. It's a fruit you can't identify. And then a powdery substance around the outside.
So I bought fat-free Fig Newtons because Lydia likes Fig Newtons. I was like, oh, get fat-free. They can't. She like refuses to eat them. She's like, they taste terrible. And I'm like, they taste exactly like a regular Fig Newton. Like,
so you're saying good. They taste terrible.
That's
good stuff.
Well, I have three things on my list of terribles, one of which is Fig Newtons. J-Cat and I are mind melding tonight. Oatmeal cream pies, because who wants oatmeal in a snack? No one. And then my worst snack, which is basically smushed shredded wheat, is a Triscuit.
Yeah.
They're
Triscuits are terrible.
Shredded wheat.
In Rob, do you eat Triscuits with cheese, though? You're all about cheese with things, so.
It's not my first choice for a cracker. But they have like they have flavored, they have flavored ones like the smoked Gouda ones, kind of banging.
Yeah,
rosemary and olive oil.
Olive oil. I mentioned that on a previous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The flavored Triscuits, dude. I agree, Berto. They're like cardboard too.
Bobby, have you had an oatmeal cream pie?
Probably not, because there's oatmeal in it. That's
it's not like the oatmeal that.
Gross, dude.
Before you guys ever one of Katie's brownies, I'm gonna make you try it.
Wait for boys. Well, that's the draft and the worst picks. We got our takes. I'm telling you, we're gonna get ripped for Cool Ranch not being on the list, but it's all right. So I got trivia as usual, and I have a special two eliminators tonight. All right, Berto, you were the first pick. Yeah, actually, I don't think first pick gets enough. So I'm going to get Berto pick first at trivia.
I can't pick five because of J-Cat. So I want to go second, number two.
What does the word Doritos mean? Little golden thing. Little golden chip. Little chip of gold. Little golden triangle.
I actually tried to write those down knowing this would be little golden thing.
I'll say it again.
There's no way it's a little golden thing.
Sorry. Little golden thing, little golden chip, little chip of gold, little golden triangle.
The only one that this could be would be little chip of gold. I gotta go little golden, little chip of gold is my answer. C.
Little chip of gold C is incorrect.
Get out.
It is what you said it could not be. It's little golden thing translated in Spanish.
Golden thing.
Little golden thing. Doritos. Let's name our company after that. J-Cat.
Hola. You already know.
Number five. J-Cat. So 80% of all pretzels in the country are produced in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So you could fill the seats.
I hate them so much.
You can fill the seats in Citizens Bank Park, home of the Philadelphia Phillies baseball team, with the number of pretzel dogs from Annie Ann's Bakery that they sell in how many days? So how many days it typically do they sell could fill Citizens Bank Park? 5 days? 7 days? 10 days or 2 days?
2 days.
2 days is correct. Hey, in a weekend. That's how many pretzel dogs they sell in a weekend.
Who buys the pretzel dog? It doesn't get the original or cinnamon sugar pretzel.
I agree, but you were saying that pretzel dog. You said that Annie Ann's is a restaurant because they have pretzel dogs.
Sometimes you need to eat lunch, Bobby. Pretzel dog is a lunch.
Catman. All right, Catman.
That's three for our English listeners.
I had to think about that for a second. Each year on Bastille Day, a local cabaret group known as the Bearded Ladies, they gather around what type of building and throw 2,000 packs of cakes at the people in the crowd. They are led, by the way, by Marie Antoinette, and she yells to the world. She yells, "Let them eat tasty cake." But what building do they surround them and throw the cakes at the people? A school, an old prison, a grocery store, or a Walmart?
School.
You going with school?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. It is an old prison. They gather around, they like dress up like theater group, and then they throw tasty cakes at people.
That totally makes sense. That's normal.
Let them eat tasty cakes. Such a weird fact. I had to throw it in there. I was like, what is this? Shine, one or four?
Well, obviously four. That's my number on the podcast.
Oh, true. Shine, in 2012, NBA player Jeremy Lin got a life-size jersey made out of what snack? Pretzels, goldfish, fruit roll-up, or Cheez-Its? You can look at the picture online afterwards. So what was the jersey made out of? Life-size jersey. It was like hanging in like a framed thing. Pretzels, goldfish, fruit roll-up, or Cheez-Its?
I feel like my initial gut says fruit roll-up. That's like, that would be something you could like wear. So why would I have
wear?
To go against the gut on that? I'm going fruit roll-up.
In an episode where you don't want to go against your gut, you are correct. The fruit roll-up. Jersey made out of fruit roll-up. I don't know if it was wearable because it was hanging in like a frame as if he was like a real jersey. So I just saw it was like the back, but Jeremy Lin, 2012, he was huge.
If you smashed it up, a jersey-sized fruit roll-up to like two bites.
Dilts, number one. Dilts, we all know that there's like a ton of Oreo flavors, right? There's a you can't even begin to imagine. Which flavor is not an actual Oreo flavor? Fruit Punch, Skittles, Limeade, Watermelon. They're all kind of fruity in taste. This batch I gave you. Fruit Punch, Skittles, Limeade, Watermelon.
I'm going to go with Skittles.
Skittles is correct.
All right.
Fruit Punch was 2017, Limeade 2016, and Watermelon flavors with the vanilla cookie 2013. So Skittles were not an actual flavor of Oreos. Good job. 3 out of 5, not bad. Make them harder.
So angry. Excellent. I will make them harder. Excellent.
All right, let's get down to the eliminator. The eliminator this week. So each person will name and list an item on the list. If you do not, you are out. The last person standing is the winner. You have to name at least one more than everyone else, which we figured out last week as we went to a triple overtime. But this week, the eliminator is so MASH.com in 2020, they rated the most popular chip brands. They ranked them from worst to best, but you don't have to worry about worst. It's basically the top 17 chip brands. We go with Dilts, you were in last place, so you go first in the eliminator.
Give me Lay's.
Lay's is number 2. Shine.
Hers.
Hers is number 5. Rob. Catman.
Ruffles.
Ruffles number 4. And I was surprised because I thought Ruffles was like a chip of something else, like a Hers chip. But Ruffles is apparently a brand. JCat.
Doritos.
Doritos is the number 1 chip, as evident by Birdo's pick earlier. So the 3 and 4 of the top 5 are picked.
I thought we're talking about potato chips.
No, it's just chip brands, popular chip brands.
Utz.
Utz. Hutt's chips is number 10. You're still alive. Made through the round. Everyone made through round one. Back to Dilts.
Pringles.
Pringles is number 6. Pringles. Sean, you were definitely picking that, weren't you?
I was. Snyder's.
Pretty sure Snyder's is a pretzel company. I'm not positive, but Snyder's is not on the list. Maybe it's just not top 17. So, Shine, you have been eliminated. Catman.
Tostitos.
Tostitos is not on the list.
Wow, really?
I don't know if Tostitos, maybe Tostitos is made by something else and we just don't know, but Tostitos is not on the list.
I think they make pretzels.
They make chips.
Oh.
They make the chip that you picked in your draft. Scoops. All right, J-Cat.
Fritos?
Fritos is number 9. Fritos. Birdo?
The Wise Owl. Wise.
Wise is number 8.
Keep cracking, Wise.
Name is Winarski. So back to Dilts. Dilts, Catman, and or Dilts, Birdo, and J-Cat are left.
I don't even know if they make chips. I'm out of ideas already. Nabisco. I don't know.
Not a bad guess, but that is incorrect. So right now Nabisco. You're eliminated unless Bobby and J-Cat cannot name a chip brand. So J-Cat.
Cape Cod.
Oh. Cape Cod is number 3.
That's wow. The last one I had. That was the last one I had thinking no one would pick that. Crap.
Number 3. Now, I know it's hard because you're thinking potato chip, but there's some other things on here that are chip brands. But
I thought Cape Cod was going to get me. I want to say
9 of the top 10 are picked.
Wheat Thins.
That's not a chip. Not a cracker.
Wheat Thins are not a chip.
I think they're Nabisco.
How is Tostitos not on there? They're tortilla chips. They're all over the place. How's that possible?
I agree. It's not that bad. So that means, quick, J-Cat, you are the winner of the Eliminator. That means we got time to do the second Eliminator.
Well, what was else is on that list? Because what the world could be left?
Cheetos.
Not a chip.
Yep. Sun Chips.
Oh.
I don't agree, but Kettle Brand Chips.
See, I was thinking about that because that's a whole different line for her.
Yeah, so it must be different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 17 was Munchos.
Oh, you will go into like sodium shock eating a box bag of Munchos.
I never heard of Kirkland Signature Chips.
Must be that's Kirkland. Kirkland.
That's Costco.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Costco, okay. Shine. Whole Food 365 chips. I figured that's at Harris Teeter or some Whole Foods or something right near your house. So I don't think. And chips or Cheetos, Zaps chips, Z-A-P-P. Zaps.
Is that the bag with like the black bag with the multicolored like circle?
Yes.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, they make that Voodoo chip. That's pretty good.
Oh yeah, and the Cajun Crawl Taters.
Zaps chip, yep. And then the number 7 was Clancy's, which I believe is at Aldi's. I went to Aldi's once and everything was like Clancy's brand. And I was like, what is this? But I guess it's popular. So Clancy's. So jumping right into it, allrecipes.com has the 28 most popular types of cookies, not brands of cookies, types of cookies. So, like, Oreo is not a type of cookie.
We talking about that good stuff.
Or think about all the cookies you grew up with, the types of cookies when you go to a Christmas party, when you go to anywhere. The plates of cookies. There's so many good ones. Some you're going to be like, what? But most of these are solid. You got to dig deep for some of them. All right. So, we'll go J-Cat and then bro, Rob, Shine, Dilts. J-Cat, since you weren't out of the eliminator.
We're going to go with the OG chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip is on there. They are not ranked. They're just a list.
Yep. So
chocolate chip is on there. Birdo?
Snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle was the first one on the list. Yeah. Damn. Snickerdoodle is there. Rob, Catman.
Peanut butter?
Peanut butter, definitely. Shine?
Sugar.
Sugar?
It's on there. Sugar cookie, man.
Sugar.
Dilts. type of cookie?
Bobby's favorite, oatmeal.
Oh. Can you be more specific?
Add something else terrible to it.
Isn't that a type of cookie?
Can you be more specific?
An oatmeal cookie, raisin oatmeal?
Oatmeal raisin, I'll allow it. That is correct.
Two horrible oatmeal
raisins are pretty good. All right, back to JCAT.
Hold on one second. What about a macaroon?
Macaroons are on there. Coconut-based cookies.
Yes.
Bro?
If people would just look to the cookie, then all of our problems would be solved. I'm going with the black and white cookie.
The black and white cookie is on there. Catman.
White chocolate macadamia. Not...
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah. The white chocolate macadamia nut is correct. Wow. Shine.
Ginger snap.
Ginger snaps are on there.
What a good answer.
Those are terrible.
Those are bad. Hey, no one's looking for a draft these days.
Hilts.
Can't even think of any cookies right now.
That's all I think about 24/7.
I can't think of any cookies right now. It's too late to think of cookies.
Fudge cookie. Is that a thing?
Fudge is not on the list.
Like the fudge stripe from like Elmer's?
EL fudge. EL fudge. No.
I'm ready to fudge.
The one with the hole in the center, you can put it in your pinky and eat around it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
It's a stripe. It's fudge stripe cookies.
Yeah.
Keebler's.
Not on there. I guess it's because it's more of a brand. I'm not sure. Not on there. Back to JCAT.
Whew. Thumbprint cookies.
Thumbprint with the jam in the middle is on the list.
Are you kidding me? That was the next one I was going to pick. No one says that.
I was trying to think of the name of that one. I was like, oh well.
I would have given it to you if you just said like the jelly in the middle.
Raspberry jelly. Yeah. All right. Thumbprint. I don't know.
I can't believe you said one.
There's no way, nothing to call this. It's the little cookie with the Hershey Kiss on the center of it.
That is called the Kiss cookie, and you are still in the game.
Oh, no, I was going.
The Kiss. They're so good. You got to get like both in one bite, like the Kiss and the cookie. And like,
because the top of the Hershey Kiss kind of hurts if you eat it.
It always jabs your mouth. Catman.
Molasses cookie.
Molasses cookie is on there.
What's happening right now?
Molasses cookies aren't that bad, but yeah. We're up to 12 cookies so far, 16 remain.
Man, that's crazy. 16 still, huh? Let's just say like a chocolate cookie.
Is that what Dilt said? Fudge. Chocolate cookie is your answer. Okay, so I get what you're saying. Chocolate cookie is not on the list.
Man.
You've been eliminated. So we're back to JCAT, Bro, and Rob.
What about oatmeal chocolate chip?
Oatmeal chocolate chip is not on the list. So for now, you are eliminated. Unless Birdo or Catman.
I think I have one. Gingerbread cookies.
Gingerbread men cookies are on there. They are different than ginger snaps somehow.
I'm going to snap some necks over that bull.
They're different for sure. Ginger snaps.
Circle versus men.
Stuff.
Catman, to stay in the game.
Butterscotch.
Butterscotch cookie is not on the list.
And just for good measures, I think, am I left? Am I the only one left? Can I go with a vanilla wafer?
Wafers are on the list. Cookie. Wafers.
What? Wafer? Give me that cookie, eliminator, son.
Anybody else think they got any cookies left?
Pumpkin.
JCAT, when you said macaroon, what were you thinking of?
Like a coconut macaroon.
Okay, because it's spelled with like two O's, and then the one like with the little like cake ones with the ganache in the middle.
Puff,
that's called I thought that was a macaroon, but it's like it's spelled the same with one O. It's meringue based with ganache filling.
Were they on there?
Yeah,
Girl Scout cookies. Ones.
Wow, no, Girl Scout cookies were not on there. Shortbread cookie.
What about Pitzels?
No, but bro, what did Mom used to make back in the day at Christmas time? It's on there.
I can't think what they're called.
little clovers with the
Pfeffernuss cookies.
I can't think of what they're called.
Cutout.
What are they called?
Spritz cookies. Yeah,
they're so good
with the bread. All right, so shortbread. I don't agree with this, but whoopie pie was on the list.
What?
No, there was enough otherwise.
Yeah,
biscottis. You can be drinking with your tea.
Oh, but I think of that as a brand name, but you're right. You can make them.
Yeah, biscotti cookies. Catman, butterscotch was not on there, but a butter cookie was. I'm not sure. Butter cookies. Snowballs. Must be a type of cookie. There's something called a drop cookie where you drop the dough on the sheet and then like all different types of things. Pinwheels, wafers, we said. Fortune cookies.
The cookie's fortune.
I would never thought it. Crinkle cookies, which are like fudgy rolled, like sugar powder cookies. Icebox cookies, which are dough when you put it in a log and then you chill it and then you slice it and then bake it, apparently. And then two more. There's one called tassies, which are mini pies. All right, these are the worst. So these are the ones you never eat on the tray. It's like a little pie looking thing with that brown crud on top, and it looks like a little pie. It's like, I don't know what the brown stuff is. They're terrible. Google tassies right now and you'll throw up in your mouth.
It's probably got Fig Newton on top of it.
It looks like that. It's terrible. And then something called, there's a German cookie, like a gingerbread man, called a Lebkuchen cookie. I don't know, but 28 cookies on top. The
most popular tassie thing. Cookies are horrible.
See?
I'm looking at a picture of them. They look like bacon on top, but it's not.
Tassies, T-A-S-S-I-E-S. Look it up. Any last words as we wrap up the snack draft double eliminator?
I just want to thank the consistent 5 to 10 voters. 10 might be high. 5 to 6 voters that consistently have been on my side and getting me fourth place.
Most of which are named Katie. So if your name's Katie, thank you.
Investigate.
Shine Gate.
Yeah, exactly.
Katie Gate. Yeah, if you're listening and you're not voting, please vote. Share the link. Get people to vote. Participate. Helps us determine who the winner is. We want a broad range of people, all ages. Vote. Rock the vote.
Everyone go.
Bone saw is ready.
I got you.
Shine, thank the voters. J-Cat, bone saw is ready. Catman.
Bills, do you have a Damon Snacks Harrison jersey?
Is he on the Lions? He's on the Giants.
He left the team.
But he used to play on the Lions, right?
Yeah, I didn't get his jersey.
How long you had that queued up?
A while.
Dilts, made it right to your time limit. Dilts, hopefully you can catch some waves, some tasty waves.
And a cool buzz.
I got nothing tonight. I'm tired.
Straight pity, boy.
Second Corinthians 4:18. Read it.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and tell a friend. Don't forget to check out the new website. Let me spell that out for you. It's CROCE122.WIXSITE.com/LADP for Life's a Draft podcast.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.